I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He always smolders on TV and is Jerry Blank. She stole the TV. It's Watch What Happens Live with Amy Sedaris and Ian Somerhalder now. From the audience, I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest whose craft is acting and another whose crafts are oftentimes phallic. Her new movie, The Boss Baby, Family Business, is streaming on Peacock and coming to theaters next Friday. Please welcome Amy Sedaris. Hi, Amy. And my next guest performances are always high stakes, perhaps most notably in The Vampire Diaries. Say hi to my buddy, Ian Somerhalder. I love it.
Thank you.
And I love it. Ian's just sitting there sipping his bourbon like a stud. And Amy, last time I saw you, man, Amy and I have a bi-weekly dinner with Sarah Jessica Parker, and Amy overheated and almost fainted at the table the other night, right, Amy?
Yep, I sure did. A lot of things came together. The wine, the spaghetti, I was grieving. A lot was going down.
Yeah.
You guys rescued me. I was just grateful there wasn't paparazzi around with you two.
Yeah, it was.
You had towels around my head, and Sarah got peppermint tea for me, and yeah.
Sarah was a really good nurse, and I just wanted to keep the train moving because I was like, she just needs to sit there and cool down.
Yeah, you both did. Yeah, I don't know how you did it. And then Sarah walked me home.
Yeah.
But I went to my acupuncturist the next day, and he said that you did everything right.
Oh, good. By me going home for my massage and letting Sarah walk you home.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy. Hope you make it through. Oops. Gotta go.
Oh, my God. Ian, I've talked to you like 3 times during the pandemic, and you're still in that Airstream in Malibu, aren't you? Have you left?
Oh, my God.
I have. I have. I've gone to shower and eat dinner with my beautiful wife and baby.
Okay.
But other than that, I haven't left.
Right. Okay. Very good. I love it.
Nobody wants to hear you have a beautiful wife or baby. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that.
He's been sipping bourbon in that thing for a year. Okay. The only person who's done more in life than Amy is probably your Strangers with Candy character, Jerry Blank, who lived so hard that her syphilis got crabs. Good times. So, Amy, treat us to a round of what are you still aiming to do? Tell us what's left on your bucket list, Amy. Amy, what's a hobby that you'd still like to take up?
I still want to work in a woman's prison. That would be a goal of mine. And flower decorating.
Flower decorating and a women's prison.
and women prison, but I'd also like my own wig line.
Okay. What's an accent that you've yet to perfect?
Cockney.
Is there a country that you'd like to visit that you've never been to before?
Well, I want to go to Copenhagen.
Is there a recipe you'd like to master?
Oh, gin and tonics.
What is a quintessential New York experience that you've yet to explore?
Fainting at Mirandy's with you and Sarah Jessica Parker. To actually go down.
You came this close, man. By the way, shout out to the staff of Mirandy who really all jumped in and helped.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Amy, is there a celebrity that you're dying to meet that you haven't besides Ian?
Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
Wow.
Yeah. And maybe Moss Milkinson. Maybe the guy from Copenhagen. Moss Milkinson.
He's from what?
Am I saying his name wrong? Isn't he from Copenhagen?
I don't know.
Isn't it Moss? All right. You know, another round, that actor. Moss Mikkelsen.
Thank you very much, Amy Sedaris. Ian, you've walked a mile in the undead's shoes, but I'm about to reanimate some clothing items that you might want to keep buried deep. It's time. We don't play this with guys that much, but Ian has had a lot of looks in his past that we need him to re-examine. It's time to play Versace or Hibachi. I'm going to show you some of your red carpet looks from the early aughts. If you still like them, it's Versace. If you hate it, put it on the Hibachi. Okay, here you are on a Broadway opening night rocking all black and a statement hat. He loves a statement hat. Look at the bone structure, though. Is this Versace or we throw it on the grill?
Well, at 25, hell yeah, that's Versace.
Yes, okay, very good. Okay, here he is going incognito at the MTV Movie Awards in 2003. What are we doing with this?
I think gummies had something to do with that. Yes. I think we Hibachi.
Okay, Versace maybe. How about this bag? Oh, he threw it out. A baggy button down and pinstripe pants. That's very 2004. It's oversized. I'm used to seeing you in your teeny t-shirts.
You know, I think we can Hibachi that.
Okay. How about these oversized lapels and ripped jeans in 2006?
You know, actually, I think that is a Versace jacket. So I think we can just say.
I was going to say, I like that jacket. Yeah. How about this shiny pinstripe suit? This is questionable.
This was a pretty amazing suit.
Okay.
Are you going to say Hibachi that?
No. You pull it off.
I think we should keep it.
Okay, let's keep it. Okay. Last up, what about this embroidered white button down with folded cuff? Oh, the audience loves it. Well, look at him. I mean,
you know what? We got to keep that. You know, we got to just keep it. It's all about just, you know, being casual and cool and having a fluffy, you know,
All right. Thank you for playing Versace or Hibachi. He kept it. You know what? I feel like you made all the right calls. Since so many of us are opening our homes to visitors again, like I am in the clubhouse, I know we would all gobble up Amy's famed hosting tips, like how to relax a turkey. So Amy, please entertain us with your favorite entertaining pointers. Amy, how do you politely kick people out when you're ready for them to go?
I say, Henry, it's time for you to leave.
What's a great hostess gift to bring?
Not a pineapple.
Really?
I don't like it when people give me pineapples. I think it's a pretty bad gift. Yeah, I don't like pineapples.
Amy, what's a hostess gift I should avoid bringing at all costs besides pineapples? Anything else that doesn't work?
Dog bones.
What should I do if I don't have enough chairs for everyone?
Oh, really? Oh, sit-upons. Just take newspaper. You get the New York Times. You
sit on the paper?
Read them. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they'll get on your white jeans.
What is the best kind of past app to serve?
Past appetizer? You mean after you've eaten and all that?
Yeah.
I guess an edible would be the right thing.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, an edible.
Did the edible have anything to do with your fainting spell?
Maybe. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Okay. what are some solid conversation topics to fall back on for those of us who've forgotten how to socialize?
Oh, how was the pandemic for you?
All right. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. Ian, Simon O emailed us and said, I was so touched by your recent Instagram post about your wife helping you out of the massive amount of debt. How exactly did Nikki help you with that situation?
Yeah.
Being an incredibly strong, innovative, incredible woman of building a team around me and being really the best frickin' negotiator I've ever actually met. She really pulled up her bootstraps and pulled us out of a really gnarly situation. So that woman, woo!
Well, I'm glad you're out of it. Amy, Queens of Bravo said, can you give us an update on your imaginary boyfriend, Ricky, and Mary Adams, the woman with 9.5 fingers? How are they both doing?
I saw Mary Adams the other night, and she still has 9.5 fingers, but she's doing really well. She's going to make some pillows for me, which we're going to sell at the Lower East Side Girls Club store at Essex Market in the Lower East Side. And Ricky was murdered, and I'm not allowed to talk about the case. It's still pending. But he was brutally murdered.
And are you – right, okay. Are you still upset about that, or did you get over it?
I'm dealing with it.
Okay, let's go to our virtual fans in the audience. Ashley from Connecticut has a question for Amy.
Hey guys, I just want to say, Ian, the bourbon is fantastic. And Amy, I would love to know, what is the most annoying part of having Baby Yoda as a scene partner? And do you know if you'll be back on The Mandalorian?
I don't know if we're going to be back on The Mandalorian. They don't really tell us until, later. And the most annoying thing about it, because he's so freaking cute, everybody wants to be around Baby Yoda, everybody. But it's not really annoying. I mean, when you really see Baby Yoda face to face, you just can't believe how cute he is. I mean, so there really isn't anything annoying. It's just that everybody loves Baby Yoda.
That's how I feel about you, by the way. Betsy from Arizona has a question for Ian.
Hi, guys. Ian, there was a rumor back in the day that you were the favorite to play the role of Christian Grey in 50 Shades. Did you ever audition for the role? And how similar are you to Christian Grey in your own life?
Well, I didn't actually audition for the role. And I mean, the similarities... he's a nice guy.
That's funny. Thanks, virtual audience. Amy, I loved when I talked to you when you were shooting The Mandalorian, whenever that was, because you were telling me, you didn't understand half the crap that was coming out of your mouth, right?
Nothing. I memorized it, each word individually, because I didn't know what I was saying. It might as well have been in, Spanish or something. And then, had no idea. And I talked to you. That was a night when you were in the bathtub in New York, and I was in the bathtub at Shutters, and we had like a 2-hour conversation.
Yes.
Remember that?
And you were saying, I have to say, like, the something thruster is...
Oh, yeah. I don't even,
right,
you memorize
right.
it, you say right. it, and then it's gone.
Right. Ian, Brothers F wants to know, you and Paul Wesley worked together as actors for 8 years. As businessmen, is there anything you learned about the other that you weren't aware of?
Just our deep need to kill each other. No. We've learned so much, and we're pioneering some aspects of the alcohol business together now, and look, somebody that you've known for 11 years, and I think as a company, what's great is that we can say the most incendiary things to one another without batting an eye. So partners go, oh, my God. So we cut through a lot of the Yeah. The BS, right? Things don't take very long to make decisions. If I have an idea that's not good, Paul's like, no, man, that's stupid. And I go, oh, you know what? You're right. Or Paul has an idea. Brother, that's never going to work. That's the dumbest thing I've heard all day. He goes, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? You're right. So we just.
I love it that you call each other brother. It's very sweet. And that's the name of your company, right?
Brothers Bond. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's so
good. I love
that's it. That's a good title.
I'm going to start calling you brother.
You always do.
All right. Amy, you never have to force a special connection with your guest pairings here at Watch What Happens Live, for better or for worse. For example, who can forget when you force chowder into Tom Colicchio's mouth? I want to treat ourselves to a round of the BFF test. I'm going to ask questions and count down from three. Give me your answers at the same time. What's sexier, vampires or werewolves? 3, 2, 1.
Vampires.
Vampires.
Yes. If you see a crisp $20 on the street, $20 bill, what do you do? Pocket it or keep it moving? Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Pocket it.
Keep it moving. I mean, okay. Just blow on it and let somebody, you know, buy an Italian ice with it.
What's more comforting, being pet like a dog or swaddled like a baby? 3, 2, 1.
Pet like a dog?
You're meant to swaddle. Answer at the same time. Swaddle. My brother likes to be swaddled. What smells worse, ready? Hot garbage or asparagus pee? 3, 2, 1.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Very good. In high school, would you rather have been a geek or a goth? 3, 2, 1.
Geek.
Geek.
Ah. What's your instinct when you hear a delicious piece of gossip? Mind your business or tell everybody? 3, 2, 1.
Tell everybody.
Mind your business.
And that's why I spend 2 hours in the tub with Amy Sedaris. Thanks for playing the BFF test. Amy Olivia H. wants to know if there's any chance she'll have a cameo in the Sex and the City reboot. You and I have not pitched her to come on the show. Maybe we should come up with something and pitch it.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. We'll do it without feigning.
Ian Gerard F. wants to know the angriest fan interaction you've had with someone who was pissed about the Lost ending. And which series finale was more satisfying, Lost or Vampire Diaries?
There have been a lot of people who've run up to me, whether it's in New York City or in airports when I can't get away, and literally berated me about the ending of Lost. And I just have to say, buddy or ma'am, it wasn't my show.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was the first one cast and the first one killed.
Right.
Did you not see that person? and I mean, the finale of both, you know, the finale, they were so different in their makeup, but I think they did one thing which ended this like unbelievable legacy of, you know, years and years of television. So you can never get it right,
yeah.
But it is unbelievable the amount of passion people feel for the end of both of those.
Yeah, it's nice that people care. All right.
Nice to think
it is time for Watch What Happens 5. New York is reopening, so you know what that means. Amy's craft drawer is open for business too. Tonight, the queen of crafting is running us through her 5 alternate uses for face masks. Amy, what's your first one?
You can take 2 and make an angel, like an origami style.
Okay, good. Okay.
If you're making Greek tzatziki sauce, it's always good to shred the cucumber and then drain all the water from it. So I would take the mask, put the shredded cucumber in it and soak it overnight so all the water will drain out of it. And then you can squeeze it and use it for tzatziki.
Okay.
You can apply felt eye to the outside of it and use it as a face mask when you're in business class on an airplane. And you can use
only
it
in business class, though. And by the way, this is a lady that loves googly eyes. Okay, what's
love googly eyes.
Right? Okay.
You can make a little hammock for a little hamster. You know? And then the last one, in ladies, I think Kotexes are coming back. You could apply 2-pay tape to the underside of it and stick it in your underpants, and then put the Kotex in that, or go the old-fashioned way and put it on through it through the old Kotex belt.
I want to thank Amy and Ian for being here. We'll see you Sunday night, everybody. It's a big People's Couch reunion.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Amy Sedaris, the Boss Baby Family Business, is streaming on Peacock. Coming to theaters next Friday. Ian Somerhalder's sipping that Brother's Bond over in Malibu.
I know.
Amy, Ghost 7 wants to know if you have any plans to possibly reunite with Stephen Colbert and Paul Dinello for another comedy project.
I don't kiss and tell.
Wow. Ian, were you a big Strangers with Family fan? Is Strangers with Candy fan?
Strangers with Candy.
Yes.
Strangers with Candy changed my life. I mean, you crushed it with that. It was such a monumental moment in comedy at that time.
I agree.
Reading David Sedaris' books and watching you, it's like you know,
oh, that's so nice.
You are such, you always have place in my heart, and I can't wait to do something with you one day.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. We all heard that.
Tanya from Florida is in our virtual audience. She has a question for Amy.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Ian. Hi, Amy. Amy, there were rumors that you were in the running to replace Letterman. Did you ever have serious conversations about it? And would you ever want to host your own late night show like Andy?
I would host a late night show if it was imaginary, but no, I never heard that rumor, and no one's ever talked to me about doing it. I would imagine that's just an awful lot of work, and I would get so nervous and so starstruck having guest stars on and stuff. I think I'd be too nervous.
Here's Lori from Ohio with a question for Ian. Hi, Lori.
Oh, we can't hear you, Lori. Hold on.
Lori, we can't hear you. Oh.
Yeah, but she's looking good.
Yeah, she does look.
Yeah, she looks
Amy,
great.
Is she in the same room as you with your backdrop?
I don't kiss and tell.
Lori, we can't
yes,
hear
she
you.
Is.
Lori, is your sound on?
Oh, boy. Tech support by
she's
Ian Somerhalder.
She's going to be so upset when
I
she
know.
Finds out she can't
I'm
talk
upset.
To you.
I'm upset. Right. Question.
Oh, well.
Ian, you guys were made for each other.
I happen to know what her question was. I'm going to ask it. She heard that it was between you and another big-name actor for your role in Vampire Diaries. So she wants to know, do you know who you were up against?
I assume he's talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last test of the show, there was a guy who showed up and he was just trying to play super cool and like kind of like be, you know, psych me out in the room, and I just shut it down and I said, no way, man, this is my role, and I went in there and just
made it happen. Did you know who he was? Do we know who he was?
I mean, you may know. I honestly don't remember his name.
Really?
Toby Maguire.
Yeah, right. No, he was just super handsome. He was very different. He was a super handsome dude, but he was blonde, like a blonde, blue-eyed, you know, just very different sort of
look
world.
Mm. All right. Well, I want to thank Amy Sedaris, the Boss Baby Family Business, is streaming on Peacock. Ian Somerhalder, I can't wait to see you again in person, man. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.